What's up, guys? TruckDriver101.com. If you are interested in getting in trucking, I recommend you go to YouTubeTruckers.com or go to TruckDriverBooks.com and you can pick up my book. All right, guys. TruckDriver101.com. Let's talk about this. I've been in the industry for 10 years, and I want to talk about my drivers who up on YouTube, on Facebook, got a podcast, whatever you're doing. And you're talking about cheating. What the fuck is wrong with you? Seriously, are you crazy? DOT watches everything we do. You do not need to tell everybody what you do. If somebody needs to know what you do and you want to help them, you get them on the phone. And two, you never, ever, 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 ever on the phone say you're cheating. Let me tell you a little story about my trainer. One time my trainer was driving 100 miles an hour. Let me tell you how he got there. He got on the phone. Not the phone, the CB. And he said, "Driver." He had a little southern drawl. "He said, "Driver, I can drive this truck at 100 miles an hour. Who want to see it?" Guy get on the CB. Several trucks on the road. He thinks the guy's ahead of him. He says, "Let me see you do it, driver. We're coming down this hill. Let me see you take it at 100 miles an hour." He says, "I can go up 100 and I come down. This truck ain't governed." He said, "Yeah, right. You wouldn't do that in a million years." He said, "Watch me." Drove up the hill about 80, 70. He hit about 100 when he was about at the peak. Then went down the hill. Going down, he hit 130 miles an hour. He told him, "I knew you. See, I told you, driver, I'd take it at 100 up and down." And as he's coming down the hill, slowing down, looks behind him and woo, 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 woo. "Hey, driver, you might as well pull that one over. This is the police officer right behind you." Police officer sounds an awful lot like the truck driver he was talking to. That resulted in his license going away for several years. In other words, that was on the CB. There's no record on the CB. There's no file number on the CB. When you put a video up, there's a record number, the date you uploaded it. Right? Don't give out information about cheating on the internet. Even if you're joking, don't give it out. It was a driver a while ago who was joking and got suspended from his job on Facebook. Don't do it. DOT watches this shit. Okay? Don't do it. The public watches this shit. We got enough problems. We don't need you bragging about being fucking dumb and breaking rules. They will bust your ass. Don't do it. Either you want to be a truck driver or you got some dream of being famous. You want to be famous, I suggest you go get some fucking talent, right? Because being a dumbass ain't going to help you. And I know what some of y'all thinking. Dog, man, I know some of you brothers got to keep it real. Let's not keep it real in the words of being dumb, which is what keeping it real really is slang for. Keeping it dumb. Notice you never keep it real when you go home to your wife. You never keep it real when you love your woman, right? You never keep it real when you love your kids. You never keep it real when you pay your bills. I ain't never heard nobody say that. "Oh, I'm about to shoot that motherfucker down the street." Keeping it real, right? "Oh, I'm about to punch that motherfucker right there." Keeping it real, right? "Oh, I'm about to act ignorant because they messed up my order." Keeping it real, right? Never hear a motherfucker say like, "Oh, my son graduated from college, man, and I'm so proud of him. I'm going to help him get a nice house. I'm going to give him down payment, you know, because I got to keep it real." Right. You don't hear that, do you? No, because keeping it real is about keeping it ignorant. Right. It's about fear of growing up. Fear of realizing you're not a kid any fucking more. Right. And you're not. You're an adult and you need to pay attention to what the fuck you do. Moving on. That I saw that it's like two people that I can think of off the top of my head. I'm not going to call them out, but you really need to delete them videos if you know who I'm talking about. You need to delete them videos because them videos is you create confessing. And the thing is, even if you delete them once they out, bruh, they out. But anyway, let's move on. Next thing I want to talk about, the government. A lot of drivers, when I tell them how to get in the trucking industry, the first thing they love to cry about is, "I'm going to get in with the government. They're going to give me some government money. They're going to give me go school free." And I tell them all the time, guys, the government has awesome, awesome power. They can kick you in the nuts and sell it on a YouTube video, okay? They can sell your draws. They can have a skid mark special on your front lawn as they sell your draws. All right? Do you understand that? They can repossess unbelievable shit. Ridiculous power. Why would you invite that shit in your life? And you sign up for these loans to go to these trucking schools and you don't stop and think about that power that isn't just with the IRS. They can come after you. They can fuck up the money, your tax return money. They can fuck up your credit. The government, dude. And this is one of the things that gets me. So anyway, talking to a guy. He didn't get a tax return this year. He thought it was because he owed some money. No, he got a grant to go to trucking school, never paid, didn't do whatever the grant wanted him to do. That's the other part. These grants are convoluted. Nobody quite understands some of the shit they do. They have grants that are massive that everyone understands it. Then they have little itty bitty ones that some people are in and some people are not. Bottom line is he filled out a grant. He didn't do what he was supposed to do with the grant. He's not even sure. He worked there. He thought it was a 6-month grant and then it was free. So he worked for the company for 6 months and it was supposed to be free. Nope. He was supposed to work there for a year and it wasn't free. So bottom line is he didn't get his tax return. His tax return. They've already fucked up his credit. Plus they took his tax return. Right. And he's still sitting there talking about, man, you know, that ain't my problem. You know, I'm going to figure out a way. You know, they ain't going to fuck with me like this. You know what I'm saying? They can beg for their money. I'm like, it's the government. It's the government. They can repossess your, they could garnish your wages. It's the government. You know, what the fuck you doing? This is why I don't recommend fucking with the government. Go with a contract with Swift. Go with a contract with a loan company and get you a loan to pay for school or pay cash. But don't fuck with the government. These people, like I said, can repossess your draws. You do not need that kind of drama. And the thing about it is, there's a possibility he did what he was supposed to do. My question to him, I asked him, I said, what was the proof supposed to be that you did a year or you did 6 months? And he's like, I don't know. Again, this is a thing that sets me off. If you sign a contract with a Swift or a company, or you sign a contract with a loan company, or you sign a contract with anybody for any fucking reason, read it. What is wrong with truck drivers? Why are you not reading the contract? And then you send me messages talking about how do I do it? How the fuck do I know what you signed? I wasn't there. I'm not a lawyer, motherfucker. it's just amazing. You sign these contracts, you need to know. You need to know how you go from point A to point B. You need to know what you're responsible for. It's shit. The thing about it is to pay for trucking school is like $5,000. You should be making close to 40, right? You ain't got an extra grand a month to put on this. You know what I'm saying? Or at least $200 or $300. Pay it off. I don't understand, man. I just don't get it. I don't. When I got my loan for trucking school, okay, I was a new guy. I got into trucking and I didn't have the money, so I took a loan. The loan was fine. I took the loan. It was cool and everything. I got the loan. And all I did was I just, okay, all right, I got this loan. Let me find out when I literally when I was like 20 something years old when I got it. But literally when I went in there and I got the loan, I applied for it. I wanted to know how to pay it myself. And that when you get these contracts, Swift and these companies, you need to know who you need to pay. Think about it going wrong from the beginning. Begin with the end in mind. Think about it in the beginning. If you're going with the government, get a goddamn lawyer to explain this shit to you. You know, and then sign it with the government. Because if you fuck up with Swift, I'm sure the only thing coming after you is a collection company. You can use your tax returns to pay that. But if you fuck up with the government, I don't know where that money coming from. I don't know what their powers is. I don't know what they could do to you. You know what I'm saying? It's the government. You know, you do not want to fuck with the government. All right? All right, that's my little rant on that. But please, 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 if you get in a contract, for any reason, in anything, in trucking and outside, read it, understand it, before you sign it. And if you get in contracts, you might have to pay them back, just assume that that could possibly happen, get the information so you know who to pay, and then pay them. And the biggest problem you got to watch out with this shit, even if you get a loan like I had, or you got a contract, companies go bankrupt. The company I was paying in the beginning, when I first got my thing, and I had to send like an extra $25 a month because Warner would send a payment because they had reimbursement, but I paid a little bit extra than what they would reimburse. So that I had to pay an extra $20 a month, by the way, for all you who overvalue money. Oh my God, $25 a month. But anyway, $25 a month, I had to pay it, right? So I would send, Warner would take it out of my check and send it off, right? And then when Warner was done with reimbursing, they paid their little limit amount. I had like two or three payments I had to send myself. The company had gone bankrupt. The company, I don't know if they went bankrupt or not, but anyway, they all of a sudden they were owned by somebody else, bottom line. So I was informed of that, and luckily I was already, you know, I already had the information of paying this one company, so it kind of transferred to paying them. In other words, they received the payment. They just sent back a letter saying, now send it to this company. Had I not had the information to pay the first people, as many drivers did, because they didn't want to send the $25, because I ain't sending no $25, man. We ain't gonna get that motherfucking money, man. Right. And you look like an idiot. Right. Don't look like an idiot, guys. Know how to pay your loans. Pay attention if they go from one department to another. And if you sign a contract with the U.S. government, find out if they can garnish your wages, if they can come after you, how they're going to come after you, because it's the government. Okay? All right, guys. Truckdriver101.com. Read, motherfucker, read!